Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Look at me. Hey, welcome to the show that is founded on Kingdom Principles, the show that's designed and tailored to get you from where you are to where you really need to be. It's a show packed full of interesting guests that come on and they give us the insight, the kind of the 411 to let us know how they did it. And you know what? If they did it, we can too. They're inspiring and motivating. And of course, we cannot have a show without our girl who's back in the building and my heart is jumping and leaping. Jeannie, kitty of the city.
Meow. We are in the building. Look, at the same time. Thelma and Louise, we're here.
Thelma and Louise.
We are here and doing it.
Oh, my God.
So excited for today's show. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Looking like $1 million.
Thank you.
And perfect timing with your principal. Today's show, Maximizing Your Potential. Today's show is being brought to you by SkinGlowEnhancement.com. And because you are Dr. Tanji VIP, listening and watching, you're getting a hookup. And I'll tell you what that's all about. But if you ever wanted your skin to have that, you know, red carpet glow, you see everybody on the red carpet, like, how does skin perfect all the time? Even the fellas.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking like a porcelain doll or like they're in the wax museum. Guess what? You're going to get the hookup and find out what that's all about, courtesy of Dr. Tanji and SkinGlowEnhancement.com.
How about that? Thank you, lady. Well, let's get started because I'm so excited. I have literally shut myself up, sat in a room and said, I am not leaving this room, God, until you tell me exactly what it is that I need to tell your people, the people that listen, the people that come to us. And who am I to tell the potter, right, what to do? But he gave me some tidbits for you, and I'm excited about it, and I really, really want to hone in on it. And what this will be, the series, it's going to be a series because I don't want to rush it. In times past, you know, when you're talking and you don't want to bore people to tears, you're going to be bored to tears, all right? But it'll be great tears because we're going to grow together. We're going to learn how to maximize our potential. Now, what is maximizing? What is maximum? I want you to know that this is to magnify. The definition of that is to magnify, to make the most of. And when you think about potential, this is having or showing the capacity to become what you were born, what you were created to do. So that's your potential. Now, I'm excited about this, so forgive me. When you think about maximus or maximizing, that word is synonymous with apex, summit, culmination, or pinnacle. It implies the highest degree possible. So inside of you lies the capacity to do everything that you were supposed to do in this earth, everything. You do not have to look outside of yourself to discover your potential. No, I'm sorry if someone has ever told you that. Not technically the truth. Now, we look outside of ourselves for clues or mnemonics, but inside of us is the capacity. I want you to think about this. If you go and you purchase a car that's 180 miles per hour, now, the manufacturer has already tested that motor, that engine in that car, and it guarantees that that car can go 180 miles per hour. Now, let's say you only do 120, or, okay, 100. You still got more miles per hour to do. If you don't do it, it's not the manufacturer's fault, right? So, the principle here is the principle of capacity. I told you at the beginning of the show that you are well equipped with the capacity to fulfill your purpose. Your true capacity is not limited, reduced, or altered by one, the opinion of other people about you, or two, your past. I got a dear friend. I call him a dear friend. He may not be. But he said, you know, I live my life by the 10-10-80 rule. I said, okay, what's the 10-10-80 rule? 10% of my thought is yesterday. 10% of my thoughts are tomorrow. But 80% of what I do is concentrated on today.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, okay, so you are capable of obtaining the total aptitude given to you by your creator. And that's serious, because that's your purpose. That capacity, once you honestly maximize it, your purpose is going to come forth and you're going to be right in line with what you're supposed to do. Really, really important. The key is maximizing your full potential to discover your purpose. Your principle is the capacity in you that's lying dormant. Once you get into yourself, you'll know exactly what it is you were supposed to do here on earth. That's the principle and the key.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, maximizing your potential. I want to take that. What was the ratio?
The ratio?
Yeah, is 10? Yeah. 10-10-80. Okay, all right. I'm going to apply
isn't that.
Isn't that
awesome, though?
No, it is. And we hear this. You hear these life rules. I mean, all in, it's all in what you put into it. So, and it's all going to be about what you put on your skin. Wait until you hear the special announcement in 20 minutes for all Dr. Tanji VIPs, all the listeners, viewers, on how to get your own skin glow up with skinglowenhancement.com. Mm. But speaking of maximizing your potential, we have a guest on the Dr. Tanji Show through the VIP line. I mean, she's a best-selling author, life transformation coach, cancer survivor. I mean, this woman, she's, been on Oprah's network, Good Morning America, Today Show, MSNBC, featured in Essence, Cosmopolitan magazines, and has been recognized by Oprah Winfrey as one of the thought leaders on how to awaken and transform others' lives. She has created a successful personal transformation company and inspired millions of people around the world. Now let's hear how this woman maximizes that potential through everything she's been through. Mm. So I dare you say you can't do it. Let's welcome Mae McCarmel.
No.
Oh.
It's okay.
Okay, I thought she was saying, well, that intro was just grand.
It was.
So I'm, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No worries. Absolutely no worries. And you're absolutely right. I did a little study on her, and her life is just truly, truly amazing. And I saw a lot of me in what she is doing and what she has done, and maybe some of the things that she's gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I'm just honored, seriously, to have her here with us.
Absolutely. And like I said, I think about what you guys have, experienced. And I want to wait for her to call in to talk about that. So make sure you call right now. And just to disclose when you are in your darkest moments. Like I said, I'm always a champion for the underdogs. And just how do you push through? You just talked about before we came on air, how you were communicating with a family member about, a challenge when you can't see how to get through circumstances. It is what it is. Yeah. But faith. Mm-hmm. Has got to be. I mean, I listened to a couple people that I follow on Instagram, and mm-hmm. that has been the common denominator.
That's it. What I learned just coming in today, Jeannie, and I had to repent. I'm driving about 80 miles per hour on the 101, and I'm saying, oh, God, please forgive me, one, for driving so fast, and mm-hmm. two, for ever doubting. It is something about doubt and faith. They just cannot coexist. And you're right, some of the darkest hours have truly been, my saving grace has been my faith, because that is the currency. I need to make certain that you are aware, especially my VIPs and anyone who's taking a gander at us today. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that don't worry. Mm-hmm. But I will say to you, when you worry, you truly clog up. It's like a pipe. If you worry, instantly your pipe is already it's stuck. It's clogged.
Right.
When you're approaching a situation, and this is from what I have discovered and learned, and the revelation came again, as I was saying, as it came while I was driving. God knows exactly where we are. He does. He knows exactly what we need. When we approach him, our approach is, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you for meeting the need. Thank you. Thank you for the food. Even if your refrigerator is bare, it's still thank you. And so you may ask, well, what's the prayer? Prayer is the direct communication that you have with our daddy. When we pray, we're asking him, would you allow your will to be done in the earth? That's prayer. Would you bless this person or this system, which would be a government or what have you, or some things that may be going on? But I don't want you, and I'm saying this from, again, revelation and experience, I don't want you to worry. I don't, because it's really, really important that you get this today. You limit, you stopgate when you worry. When you go to him, because if you've got history with him, you know, if you look back over your life, you know some of the things that you've gone through and God has truly come through for you or your family or a family member. And if it does not pan out the way you wanted it to, if his will has been done and that's the result, he answered it. And that's really important. I don't want you to think I'm preaching here, but I am, because I need you to get this. We're spending too much time worrying, and I know better. Next month, I will be celebrating 28 years of being cancer-free. And when I think about that, I try to not tear up, but I think about all the time that I have wasted. I think about the times that I've wasted trying to prove to people who I am or what I can do, trying to even go along to get along, or just not even doing what I was supposed to do, living a mediocre life. Mediocrity is something that we as citizens of the kingdom now and in the world to come, we're not mediocre people. We're not. We are exactly who he says that we are. If he says that we are more than conquerors, then guess what? We're more than conquerors. If he says that we win, guess what? We win. And it's sometimes really difficult to say something like that when you're in the middle of a storm. But I need you to hear me. He has never, ever, ever failed. He's not. He's not a liar. Because if he said it, he will make it good. He'll bring it to pass. all you have to do is stand and know it's done. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for standing. Thank you for crying, because those tears, they don't mean that you don't believe or you don't trust. Remember, we are spirit, and we have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions. And we have a body, because we, that's the only way we can function here in this earth. But there are times that you have to tell your spirit, you know who you are. You know who you belong to. And even though those emotions, oh my God, those emotions, that soulish man, that Suke, will try to tell you otherwise. You'll find yourself battling your mind with something that hadn't even happened. And that's just something that, it's a waste of time. Check your spirit. Make sure that your spirit is always leading. Your will, your mind, and your emotions, get them in check, and then do exactly what you're supposed to do, because you need a body to do that. All right? Okay. Very good. Very good. Just my little spiel.
Well, it's a good one. It's a good one. It is a great one.
Oh, thank you. But I just felt the need to honestly get that out. Jeannie, that's so very, very important.
Absolutely.
It looks like we may have her.
Yep. She's
calling.
She's calling, yep.
Okay. Let's see here. I am learning here. Nope, not yet, but I thought I saw something here. But okay. She'll call again and I'll
okay.
I'll grab it. Her to, nonetheless, this is going to be a great show. She's worth the wait.
Oh no, absolutely. Let's see.
Yeah, right here.
Technology, welcome to live radio.
We got this.
Different from
that. Okay. Yeah. It minimized.
Mm-hmm. But will you be able to pull it back up?
Yeah, because he's already got it here. Yes. This is exciting.
So, this one right here?
No, this one here.
This thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so when it Skypes up, I can get her.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, needless to say, we've got a whole lot going on. And you gotta love it. You gotta love it.
And this is so beautiful, because you get to see that human side of
yep.
everything.
And this is Mama, our guest.
The mailbox is full.
And Mama's box is full, because she is a Dr. Tanji VIP, and she's busy trying to connect to us. Right now, I feel like E.T. trying to phone home. And she's trying to connect.
Yeah, it's not showing up here.
Okay.
No
All
worries.
Right. Well, you know what? Uh-huh. Let's talk about okay. how you maximize your potential in situations that you're uncertain about. There you go.
Okay.
I get wrong. The engineer.
Okay. How do I maximize my potential? Well, I have to, repent, because I have not been doing that. I have truly... I got lazy and I got comfortable. And when you're being lazy and comfortable, you'll find yourself behind what my husband would call the eight ball. But now I know that for me, it's focus. I have got to focus. And it's okay if I can't do everything, but I can do that one thing good, and that's what I do. I need to do that one thing good. So that's maximizing my potential. And drop me a line and tell me, how do you do yours? Okay. Okay. I think we're ready.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mayma.
Hi.
Yes. 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 We are no longer. We are no longer on Mars. Technology, you will not defeat us today. We rule. It's girl power. You know what I mean?
I love it. Thank you, Robert.
First of all, wait till I send you a copy of the show so you can hear just the flawless intro I had. And I was like, Mayma. And it was like, hello? But
hello?
I just
want... anyone there?
You know what I'm like? Testing yes. 1, 2. My mic sounds nice. First of all, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. I've loved you ever since. You've been rocking our DMV city. And just, you know, again, the focus for today is maximizing your potential. And I was just telling all of Dr. Tanji's viewers and listeners just how dynamic you are as a best-selling author, life transformation coach, cancer survivor. You have been on several national platforms, including, you know, interacting with Oprah, being endorsed by her, and then Good Morning America, Today Show, MSNBC, featured in Essence, Cosmopolitan. And it's really... incredible. Everything you have been through, you have been able to transform everybody else that comes into your path. How do you do that? And what is the inspiration?
We're all born with that destiny, you know, that we have to, that God has already planned, but we have to choose that destiny and to walk in our faith. Mm-hmm. And I always said from being a child, whatever comes my way, that's a challenge. I will turn that into a catalyst for betterment of myself and other people. And so whether it was war, you know, I've been through 3 wars. I'm from Liberia, West Africa, surviving wars, surviving being held at gunpoint, surviving being hit by lightning, surviving, you know, aggressive breast cancer, and surviving just living in this world. Just, we all have challenges. I always ask, what does this want? What is this experience? What does God want me to do with this experience to help other people to grow, not just myself? And when you live like that with a place of, from faith and having a vision and having a focus on what God wants for your life, you can change anything. And that's kind of how I roll.
So that's your mindset. And
who can I help? How can I pay it forward? You know? Mm-hmm. So nothing is, in that sense, nothing is a wasted challenge. It's always a gift to other people.
Absolutely. Aggressive breast cancer, held at gunpoint. I mean, you just roll through that like, you know, it's just like you just had a bad happy hour or something. I mean, that I was like, I know a lot about you, but I didn't even know that part about you. But where do you sit with yourself in your growth in faith to get through those moments? You know, you definitely going through everything. We're not where you are now. I want to know, what were some of your steps to transform pushing through? For, because there's so many people that, I mean, whether it's divorce or, you know, somebody's figuring, oh, I can't afford my college tuition right now because I've got to, you know, feed my baby. I mean, there are different challenges. But like I said, when I listen to your layers of challenges, I need you to gift us with the process of how you got through.
You know, one thing that's really interesting is that I've had a lot of tragedy in my life and a lot of tragic things happen, and seeing people, you know, die and struggle, but mostly a lot of death and a lot of pain and a lot of hurt. And what is given me is when people are at the end of their lives, whether it's cancer or when they've lost something or someone or lost their faith. When you look back at your life, for me, I want to think about, how did I use my time? Was my time used to, was I crying over spilt milk? Was I letting a challenge destroy me? Was I letting things overcome me? Or could I use that later, whatever happened, to help other people or to be better or to be stronger? So when something hits my path, you know, that's really, really a struggle, I always say to myself, how do I go back to my faith to get back to myself? What is my focus and what is God's vision for my life? And with those things in mind, having a faith foundation, focus, and vision, you can stay on track. I'm not saying I don't have times where I struggle and where I ask, why is this happening? But it's not a long period of time for me when I struggle in terms of having losing my faith. I always go back to, you know, whenever I'm looking back at my life, whether I'm dying at 180 years old, where if I added up my times of discouragement, if I added up times of giving up, my times of losing my faith, would I be happy that I wasted my time in those places? And if I don't want that answer, how do I then transmute, you know, the fear into faith, the challenges into catalyst, and how do I use things that are trying to you know, hurt my life or harm me for good for myself and other people? So again, having that vision and that focus, looking from the end towards backwards, gives you a really powerful perspective on how to use your time when you're alive.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of how I roll. Mm-hmm. That's how I do things. Wow. You know, and I pray constantly. You know, prayer is not a thing you do once in the morning and at lunchtime and at bedtime. It's something you do. Life is a prayer. How do you live your life is your prayer. So my prayer is something I do in action 24/7.
I've never heard anybody say that. That's strong.
Yeah.
How you live every moment is your prayer. Wow.
Your life is if you live as a prayer, and what you say, what you think, and you're constantly asking God, how can I serve you? You know, we all make mistakes, but if your core message is how to live as a prayer, then you're always living in a sense of gratitude, a sense of, you know, humility, a sense of having faith. And then when things come in your path that are, again, will knock you down, whether it's I have friends, I've gone through depression. I've gone through months where I don't want to get out of bed. But at some point, I come back to my core values and I get back into the saddle and just keep pressing forward.
I love, love, love. And, you know, those are principles, Maima, that we truly assert and do the best we can to live by. So thank you so very much for such transparency. Well, you and I share some commonality. Not going through wars and many of what you've had to go through, but the cancer I have, I mentioned prior to your coming on that next month I celebrate 28 years of being cancer free. And
God bless you.
Thank you. You as well. There are so many people right now that unfortunately are finding themselves in that precarious situation. You know, why me? Oh God, this is the end of my life. Now what? What helped you? What fueled you? Yes, your faith. Yes, you know, you focus in on yourself and you said, okay, what is God's vision for this in my life? What helped you in that moment, those moments or however long that you had to go through it? What was your saving grace?
I think there were two things. I looked at my daughter. She was 3 when I was diagnosed. And I thought, what if I don't make it through this whole process? What if I don't survive this disease, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to look at her face at 3 and know that she may never know me. Mm-hmm. But then I had two things that were so powerful hit me. One thing was that people would know I was here. When I'm done advocating, helping people to be inspired and transformed, they will know I was here. And through my faith in God, they will know God was here. And so with those two things as my foundation, that people will know that they may not know my name, but I will change systems, policies. I would change people's hearts and souls and spirits and inspire them so they would know I was here. And they know God exists because God, you know, he talks through us. And the things that I was learning through my breast cancer experience about how to advocate for women of color, for young women, how to build a foundation, how to do things. There were things that I was learning and that I couldn't have taught myself. That was like God working through me. Mm-hmm. And I realized that if I hadn't gotten breast cancer, I wouldn't have been as passionate with what I was doing. I would have been working in a small office, working, you know, 18-hour day, doing a job that was a thankless job that was not full of passion. And so cancer is terrible. It's hard. It's scary. Trust me. But knowing that I was facing potentially my death made me do things that I thought were impossible. And because I fought so hard and I gave my life, I gave my time back to God, you know, the things that I was able to accomplish were things that I would never in a million years before cancer thought were possible. Oh, wow. So I'm not saying that the cancer was a gift, but I'm saying that what it taught me that was possible in terms of my capacity to give, to create, and to connect with God and to love people, the love that and compassion that I've learned to have, is something that before cancer I didn't think was possible. So challenges do give us gifts in a way, you know. They give us the gift of compassion. They soften our hearts. Mm-hmm. They make us want to make a difference in the world, and they change people's lives. And that's kind of what I want to do as a legacy, is to help people to understand that everything's possible with God and with faith. Wow. And with purpose and passion.
That is absolutely.
And, she said, that's how I ride. That's just what I do. That's what Mame says. And just comfortable. That's how Mame rolls. Right. I mean, just smooth, cool. It is what it is. And Dr. Tanji Mame does some of the most incredible events during Breast Cancer Awareness Month with her Tiger Lily Foundation. I mean, been there by her side and just watched. I mean, just extraordinary, inspiring events and things that she does. I mean, just annually, all the time. So and just through it all, is truly, truly walking in His light.
Thank you so very much for that. Thank you for being so giving of yourself. You know, you give so much because it sounds like you've got the servant leader's heart, and that disposition truly, it just shifts everything that you thought was important. You come to find out that, or soon discover that it wasn't as, or those things were not as important as I thought they were. So you are living. You truly are living your best life.
And then, Mame, if anybody wants to interact with you, your foundation, or you know, wants to be consulted by you, how do they reach you?
It's so easy. It's one word. It's Mame. You can find me at Mame.com, under which is my coaching, my breast cancer work. I do a lot of other consulting work. So it's under MAIMAH.com. I'm on Twitter at Mame. I'm on Facebook at Mame Carmo. And what else? On LinkedIn is Mame Carmo as well. So if anybody wants to contact me, I'm happy to consult, to support, to inspire, to give faith and hope, and to just reach out to me.
Well, I love you. I'll continue to reach out to you, and we've got to go. I don't know. Just have some like really nice pink martini when I get back to D.C.
Oh, yes. I would love that so much.
All right. Love you, girl. Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much.
Okay, love you, too.
Bye. Okay, you too. Wow. Just, I mean, wow. A flower.
I felt like I had met her. If that makes any sense.
She's so gentle, soft. Oh, you know how some people, you got to have these big platforms and you got to talk this way and it's got to be this. It's just comfortable and still in it.
But have you noticed the people that you and KJ go and say, hey, you know, come to the show and back to the show? These people are truly, they're those kind of folks.
Yeah.
They're not boisterous. They're not loud and, you know, kind of raising a banter. They're just living.
Yep. Yeah. And in greatness, though. I mean, I didn't know about the war part. You're talking about held up at gunpoint.
Oh,
I mean,
God. I read about the wars, you know, in Liberia, but I've never met anyone who lived through it.
She is one of my very, very favorite homegirls from Washington, D.C. And just, I mean, such a champion survivor. Mm-hmm. Such a champion.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, just because your platform constantly provides these opportunities and, you know, the principles of maximizing your potential, I'm so glad you're doing this series now because we all need it and we need reminders.
Yes.
That's what I love most about the Dr. Tanji Show. And also a reminder that your skin deserves to have that glow up. Let me ask you, Dr. Tanji, when you think about somebody who has great skin, who comes to mind?
Anybody?
Just anybody.
J-Lo.
Oh, J-Lo.
There
you go. J-Lo is always glowing. It don't make no damn sense at all. Always. I don't care what's going on. Out the gym. Just coming off her Vegas show. You know, her Hustlers movie coming up on the screen with Cardi B. I mean, always her skin is popping. Well, guess what? I done found the celebrity guru who gives you that glow, and she is coming to be the VIP skin consultant for the Dr. Tanji show. So just because you follow Dr. Tanji, you listen and you watch, we got you covered. What I want you to do right now, courtesy of skinglowenhancement.com, make sure you follow at Dr. Tanji. I don't care, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, however you connect with Dr. Tanji, do it. Leave your name and say, I deserve the glow up. Guess what's going to happen? Why are you going to get the Hollywood VIP secret nobody's supposed to tell you about? But we going to look out for you, you know? So going to get that glow up.
It's time to wear your flawless radiant glow. Get your red carpet treatment or products at Glow Skin Enhancement. Celebrity skincare guru Charlotte Wilson will custom design a skincare regimen specifically for you that will transform your skin and give you a healthy glow up. Glow Skin Enhancement products are 96% natural and organic, formulated to correct skin issues such as premature aging, sun damage, discoloration, acne, hyperpigmentation, and will give your skin a more healthier, younger baby bottom look and feel. Visit the online store at glowskinenhancement.com. If you're in the LA area, book your appointment now at glowskinmobile.com or call 866-818-9935. That's 866-818-9935. Wear your flawless radiant glow always.
J-Lo, we coming after you.
I am so looking forward to this glow up. Oh my God. How about that? All right. So don't forget, go to any social media platform at Dr. Tanji Show. Give us a reason why, and you will potentially have an opportunity to have that glow up experience. How about that? And we are so excited that, wow, a breath of fresh air. You're so gorgeous.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you know what's so funny? Dr. Tanji, you get so excited.
I know, right?
You get so
excited.
I know. People listen like, well, what just walked in? Was the fairy godmother or what? Well, you know what? Sometimes she can be. Very excited to have comedian, actress, Detroit's princess of comedy, of all things that rock, just taking over in Hollywood, D'Lo Brown.
Yay!
Yay!
Welcome.
Look at you. Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, my God.
Ladies,
welcome. Absolutely. Oh, honey.
And then we're talking about maximizing your potential. Mm-hmm. And it's so on point for you, because I want you to talk about, you know, so many people watching you live and listening. I was telling Dr. Tanji about you. We'll talk about your big national debut on television tonight. But I want to talk about, with so many people come to L.A. with dreams, and, you know, you leave everything you know. Your family, everything that is secure, going through hell and back. Can you talk about why you made that step of faith and what this journey's been like for you?
Yes. Well, you know what? The key word you said was faith. You know what I'm saying? I felt God really just moving in my life, especially within like the last 3 years. And back in November, December, I made the decision. I said, you know, I'm literally about to step out on faith and take this leap to California. Okay. I'm just a black girl from Detroit, and you know, we're not technically supposed to make it. We're not supposed to be here. So, you know, I felt God's spirit within me. You know, I dedicated my last show to being my last show in Detroit. I said, this is it. I'm taking my talents here. And the minute I hopped off that plane, it's just been on the up and up ever since. Like, even with the struggles in between, it's okay, because that's life. Yeah. But I'm still here. I'm still standing. And, I mean, within the 9 months of me being here, now I can have my friends and family in Detroit watching me on television. Thank you, Jeannie Jones, for that, of course. But I seriously, it's just been God. Like, I keep him at the front forth of my life. And
It's just, and I pray every single day to just order my steps, and my steps have been ordered. It's been written. So,
oh, baby.
Yes.
Wow. My new other best friend. And your last name's Brown.
Okay.
So, you know, my main name is Brown.
Oh,
so
perfect.
We're cousins.
We're cousins. Family.
Look, who's y'all daddies and granddaddies? Uh-oh. You never know. Hey, uh-oh. Hey, that's a happy hour thing, okay?
Oh, my God. Now, how about that?
I know.
How
about it?
What did you do with the fear? Because
it came. You know, it's still here. You know, there's still a small little piece of me that's still a little scared, but it's like, that's what makes me human. Okay. It's okay to be nervous sometimes, to have that slight, you know, fear in you. Absolutely. Because again, it's I'm still human, so I'm going to feel every emotion, but the thing is, I don't let it stop me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I let my faith conquer it all. And I literally put my big girl pants on, and I get right to it. You know what I'm saying? It's, you have to be brave, especially in the field I'm in. I'm a stand-up comedian. So it's like really being able to do that and have a lasting impression, a positive impression on people. It can be scary, but I know God has my back. I really know I was called for this. So it's like, forget that fear.
Wow.
Just push it to the side and keep it pushing.
How about that?
Yes.
Now, you know church.
Yes.
You know gifts and callings.
Yes.
And, you know, we do know that our gifts really are without being called back.
Absolutely.
You chose or was led to this church.
Yep.
Huh. How difficult was that?
You know what? The crazy part is, see, now when I was a kid, I always knew I had something in me, okay? I didn't know exactly what, but I knew there was something in me, like the way people gravitated towards me, just the way I can make people laugh, just like without any effort. So, you know, when I got older and I finished my college degree at Michigan State University, I started working at a school in Detroit, and about a year in, I just kept getting this feeling of, you're not supposed to be here. I would literally hear a voice saying, like, this is not your calling. You're in the wrong place. So I used to talk to this lady that I worked with. I got really close with her, and she even said it. She said, DeLorean, I feel the same way. So you're not supposed to be here. She said, there's something bigger. And so one day, I literally just started making these videos online. I just started writing, and like so many people were commenting. They're like, no, this is great. You need to do something with this. I don't know. Go do comedy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm a comedian. And it was, and like, I was serious. And I said it, and I was like, I'm about to produce my first show. And I produced my first show in Detroit in 2016. It sold out in like 48 hours. So that's how I knew. I said, all right, this is it.
Oh, baby.
This is it.
Boom.
So, boom. That's kind of how it happened.
I love it.
Yeah.
So in that period, in that little bitty space where you've got, I would say, someone to come in agreement with you.
Yep.
And now it's time for you to say, I'm about to do this.
Yes.
That part right there, that oomph, what was that for you?
That, for me, was reassurance. And then, I left out another part, another significant part. In the midst of me planning my show, I wasn't very open with my family about it. My father called me randomly. He said, DeLorean, I have an idea. He said, you need to plan a comedy show. I said, okay, have you been, like, stalking me? I'm like, Dad, how did you know that? Where did that come from? He said it was on his heart to call me and tell me that. And I said, Dad, I'm literally sitting here planning a comedy show. So that, again, that was just like, okay, that was confirmation again. So that's how I knew. It's like when two or three come together and agree, okay, we good. It's like that. That's all I needed. Yeah.
Wow, baby. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
God.
It feels so surreal to me. That's why I'm just so like, just been smiling all day, just real calm, because I'm like, I cannot believe, like, I'm about to watch my craft that I've, like, worked so hard for. Like, it's on television. Like, that is amazing.
Now, you said something. I'm so sorry, Jeannie, but I'm
enjoying y'all. Look.
You said something that is just so apropos. You said, I'm going to launch. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
and you're doing it.
Yes.
But you brought something to the table. Yeah?
Yep.
And then you met somebody.
Yes. Oh, man.
That's a birther.
Man.
Because you keep calling me a birther.
I do. Because we met last year. I kid you not. True story. We met last year because when I first met her, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
I was Plus, ready. She said I was mean.
Yes, she was. It's okay.
I know. Look,
I don't believe it.
I still, and I don't, but you know what's crazy? I don't remember this time, but I was probably upset about a situation.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
that's how I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
focused.
It's blinders on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was.
Focused.
But I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
Because I had been living too small.
Okay.
I'd been living off of the opinions of others and trying to make certain that everybody was good around me or what have you. But there comes a time, D'Lo, and you can attest to this. There comes a time when you say, you know what? I got to go for what I know.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you've fallen.
Oh,
well,
man.
But for me, I have gone through a period of homelessness.
Okay.
I've gone through repossessions. I've gone through the foreclosures. Mm-hmm. I've gone through people saying, aha, you know, I thought you said you were going to do this.
Yep.
I have to block the noise.
Mm-hmm.
I have to keep my head down. I have to continuously pray, not beg, thank him.
Yes.
Okay? You're here. Mm-hmm. And you have a right to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You said,
I agree.
It feels surreal. But didn't you know that when you left, that you're walking into your new? So you expected it. You didn't know how.
I didn't know how.
You know, I don't know how many times you cried.
Oof.
I don't. I
you don't make
you.
Me cry.
But I don't want to because I don't want to.
Oh, she does waterworks.
Oh, no,
I can't.
No,
y'all
I
not
going to
have
I
like.
I
don't have me
to
say. Right.
But I got to be real.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest because we've got some VIPs, man. We've got some people that are saying, God, if you don't give me a word from my situation, I'm done. I've tried, I failed. I've tried so many times that I don't want to even tell people that I ain't even got gas money or I don't even know how I'm going to eat, but I got my faith.
That's all right.
What can you tell her or him?
Yeah.
Sitting in there on the dark instead of dark.
Ooh. It gets dark. It does. Like, I've had my days. I've had my moments. I'm actually going through it right now. As we speak, I am going through it. But it's okay. It is okay. Because God has my back. I have seen darker days. And I'm going to see much brighter days. So keep your head focused. Keep God, again, at the front of your life. Keep praying. Not begging. Praying. And keep that faith and keep going. Because the minute you stop, that's when he stops. That's it. You got to meet him halfway. So one thing I tell myself, don't stop. Because through these last months of me being through California, I've lived out my suitcases. I've moved out my apartment. I'm sleeping with my manager in her bed, sharing her bed. But I believe in myself that much that I'm going to continue to do that. And I'm going to continue to keep pushing.
Okay, that wasn't fair because now
listen,
I'm getting ready to cry. No,
I'm sitting here now.
No,
listen, you ain't going to have me in here crying today.
Oh,
I said I'm
Tanji,
not.
What are you doing?
I'm
and then,
so
y'all, listen, Dr. Tanji got me in here.
I'm so sorry.
The half sheet
no,
of.
That was
y'all
lovely.
Messing up my video clips?
I will
but
not.
You have no idea because.
You don't know.
People see the smile, man. They see the
they
smile.
See that.
On national TV tonight.
Yep, they see all of that. They don't know what it took to get that smile. They don't know what it took to feel like this. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know what it's like behind closed doors. But I know I got God. That's all I need. So I'm winning. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You know, I'm not the richest. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Ubering everywhere.
That's
it's okay. God gonna take care of me.
That's okay. It's already done. You just keep
thanking
it.
It's already done.
I'm for my new car,
listen,
daddy.
Thank you for my new car. Everything,
new
okay?
Home,
thank you.
Because
all of
it. For his glory, baby.
Absolutely.
Everything we do is for his glory. And
absolutely.
I want you to always remember that because you're ready. You know that,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I am so happy for you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I am
that.
So grateful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, I love
you. I love you. Oh, my goodness. Jenny Jones, I love her.
All right.
Okay, Dr. Tanya. So we got to make sure you have VIP seats at all the shows. We're done.
VIP seats, backstage, whatever you want. Whatever you want, whatever she wants, she can have
it. It is interesting what you guys are communicating about, because I often hear comics, I mean, this is the common denominator, the thread, that your laughter comes from so many layers of pain. That's where the stories, the trials, the tribulations. And I find it, you know, fascinating because, Michael Collier was just talking about his stage play. It's called Mama or Mother. And you would think it was about his mother. It's about his upbringing and his family, but it has everything to do with him. And I had no idea, as many times as I've interviewed him, I mean, to know as a Cali guy, he really talked yesterday about how, he is here, not in jail, not dead. I mean, I had no idea that he was addicted to crack for years. I mean, probably times when he was in the studio with me, he was addicted. I had no idea. And the play really is a testimony about who he is. Some of his best friends, A-list comedians called in, had no idea. Like, I thought I knew you, man, and I didn't know until I just now saw your story.
Right.
So I commend just that. Amen. That gift. Amen. Of comedy, because it's through their darkness that they provide laughter and the twists that we need to, again, just say it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
This is not my goal for the show today.
You know what?
Look, church.
When the spirit
is it nothing you can do? It's nothing you can do.
He controls.
It's so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful.
I have to say something though. I know. I thank you all the time.
Oh, dang.
Jesus.
We daddy's girls. Yeah. It's all good.
Thank you.
You took a chance on me. I'm so sorry.
No.
I think about just how grateful I am to have met you. You literally looked at me. You said, I got something for you. And I know you weren't even talking about RuPaul. You said something about you. You looked at me, said, yeah. And it's like, I knew that you were going to take care of me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We don't work together. You take care of me.
That's what she does. We're running out of time. I'm so
I'm
sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No,
I just had to say, I thank you, yeah. Jenny Jones.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. I love you, ladies. Y'all owe me another show.
Okay, I'm back.
Look,
so sorry.
Y'all owe me another show. Next month, I will block it in.
All right. I'm coming back.
Follow Dr. Tanya's show. This is what we do. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanya Show with Dr. Tanya Scott.